This must become everything in your life. You must have one purpose in your life, and that is to find the truth. Though you may be involved in other activities along the way, your central focus is always on going toward the light, on finding the truth. You must become obsessed with it. It must become everything. There is only what you can cling on to on this plane of illusion and the truth. For you, it is like that, the duality. And you must let go of everything on the plane of illusion, everything. And want nothing else but the truth. If you do not come to this state of mentality, of consciousness, then you will not succeed. Your interest cannot be divided. Your purpose cannot be divided. This does not mean that you cannot fulfill certain responsibilities in your life. But gradually everything must be changed. Your life must be arranged in such a way that all of your efforts somehow or other are focused on finding the truth. You should not lie down to sleep at night when your consciousness is not absorbed in this. So that while you sleep, you will move toward the light. And when you rise, it should be your first thought. Go to sleep with a prayer and rise with a prayer. It must become everything. To have your attention divided means you have it divided between finding the truth and fulfilling some illusory thing. And as long as you are seeking after some illusory thing, then you will not succeed in this lifetime. because a part of you is still desiring, is still seeking after the illusion, just as everyone else is. You must give all of this up. You must see it as all illusion, because it is just illusion. Within a matter of a few years, all of the personalities in this room, the personalities of illusion, will cease to exist. They will have no more existence. The illusion will be over anyway. Try to understand it is your desire that carries you from place to place. It is your desire that will carry you out of this plane of illusion, and it is your desire that keeps you in this plane of illusion. So what is your desire? And the things of illusion, just begin to let go of them more. There are so many opportunities to let go of some aspect of your illusion, to finally be finished with some area that you have always been trapped by, to finally come to a point where you say, no, I will no longer be an illusion in this area at least. And gradually you go from one area to another of your illusion, until there is no illusion left. But while it's important to avoid the pitfalls of illusion as much as possible, the main emphasis should always be on finding the truth, going to the light. Not that you are constantly looking at your illusions and just trying to get away and solve those problems by themselves. The truth will solve the problems of the illusion. So at the very least, you do not want to be taking on any more illusion. Be careful what you choose to do with your life. Be careful what steps you take. Is this something that's going to increase your illusion, or is it something that's going to decrease your illusion? What will you do to leave in this lifetime? What difficulties will you undertake? And it is a place that becomes increasingly difficult to live in as the illusion lifts. Because it is only by the illusion that this place is tolerable. For those that consider it tolerable. Which many do not. But without the illusion, the horrible nature of this place becomes clearer and clearer, and it becomes harder and harder to live in many respects. And there is a tendency to go against this, to be in illusion, because it makes it easier to stay here. Enough illusion where it becomes bearable to stay in this place. But you see, you must come to a point where you give up all the illusion. This is not through some method of repression. But a gradual change in consciousness. That you just see the illusion more and more for what it is. That you see more and more clearly, even though that seeing may not be pleasant. There is a natural tendency to bring those that are close to you, that are dear to you, with you. But most will not go. So you will have to give up your attachment to those that will not go, that are not ready to leave, that wish to stay in illusion. Your temporary illusory relationship with them must be given up. And when this is done, real love for them will increase. Not this love of pretense that is going on. That you generally call love. The thing that you call love here is such a pretense. It is so conditional, so dependent upon the relationship, the behavior of those around you. Real love is unconditional. So your love for those, even while you are becoming detached from them, the illusory aspect, your real love for them is increasing. Your unconditional love. You love them even though they are going to stay and they turn against you and become like your enemy. You must see the thing in perspective. This is such a tiny period of time, and all of these personalities are such illusion. They are doomed to end so shortly at any rate, between family members, husband, wife, father, mother, brother, sister, children. But never does this mean that love decreases. It means that love increases. Though you may not be able to perceive it at first, the real love is increasing. The real love, love that is not covered by illusion, love that is not contaminated by illusion, controlled by illusion. Not like the love of this plane, what you call love, that comes and goes. One day there is love and the next day there is hate. Not like that. Once you have entered into a state of full awareness, you will have a love for everyone that you have never had before. And it will be unconditional love. Even though they may hate you and what you are doing, you will not hate them. You will have compassion for them and you will love them. Just as the Lord Jesus loved even those that nailed him to the cross, that crucified him, that sent him to his death, he did not love them any less than he loved his own disciples. This is the nature of real love. So husbands and wives that are on this path together, their love changes from the illusory love of this plane to the real love, unconditional love. There is more acceptance, more openness. But one who is serious, one who wants to succeed in this lifetime, will let nothing stop them. Nothing. And if there is a mate or some other person that somehow is influencing them or harming them on their path, then they will give that up. They will give everything up. And if you cannot yet give it up, you will come to a point of awareness when you see the temporary illusion of it all, and you will be able to give it up. Not out of some repression or artificial renunciation, but out of awareness. After all, who is your daughter now, in 100 years from now, will be an entirely different personality. And who is your daughter now will no longer exist. Who your parents are now will no longer exist. Who your brothers and sisters are now will no longer exist. All of your relations will no longer exist. They will become someone else's brother, sister, husband, wife, like that. Must let go of what is illusion. If you know that something is illusion and you are hanging on to it, just understand you are keeping yourself in the illusion. It is up to you to let go. You are not alone. As much assistance as you could ever need is here. But it is up to each of you individually to let go, because if you will not let go, then you cannot be taken against your will. So if you insist on clinging onto the things of illusion, and you will not let go, and you continue in your life, and you do not let go, at the time of death, you will come back again because of what you would not let go. That does not mean that everything that you can see now is illusion. You just have to artificially stop. That is not the way to approach this. That is a type of insanity. You move according to your awareness. But I can tell you one thing, there is always a moving that goes on if you are properly on the path. There is always some change that is going on in your life. Some change. Your relationship with others is changing. The way you think, the way you do things, your desires. You must see that there is change. No one stays the same day after day, year after year, with little change. You should be able to observe the changes. And you should be ready to make them when it is time. When you have come to a state of awareness and you see something for the illusion that it is, then you must have the courage to act. Once you know that something is an illusion and you are ready to give it up, as hard as it is, then you must act. If you do not act, then you just prolong. And you can prolong for lifetimes. But we are speaking here mainly of leaving in this lifetime. Though we will help others to advance in their lives, now we are concentrating on those that want to leave in this lifetime. Exclusively. Has it become everything to you? And when you ask that, if it has not, then what has meaning for you? If this has not become everything, then what is holding you? Where is your consciousness being directed that is illusory? If you are unsure, then you must begin a self-examination. And find the areas of darkness in your life and begin to do something about them. Again, the way to approach it is not through sudden repression and denial, but through gradual changing of it, through awareness. Just like a husband and wife. they have some love for each other, and it is founded on illusion. Not that suddenly they stop even the illusory love and just sit coldly and expecting for some real love to come. You gradually change, you gradually transform. You gradually let go of the illusory love. And simultaneously, as you truly do this in your heart, the real love will take place. So you change the relationship from husband and wife into one of two pure spirits with a pure love for each other, not based upon the temporary illusion of the circumstance, husband and wife, a circumstance which will be over in a short time. And there may be loss to some of those around you, to family members, as you will not be facilitating their happiness in illusion, because you will not be playing your part anymore. You will not be giving to the illusion where you used to so much. And you will give less and less to the illusion. So some will become unhappy with you because you will not support their illusion. But you must not let anything stop you. Must remember that who you think you are is just an illusion. You do not know who you are. Everything that makes up your personality is just an illusion. Whether you are male or female, whatever qualities you have, good or bad, they are both illusion. If you are moral or immoral, it is just all part of the illusion. And it must all be given up. If you think you are a very good person, or if you think you are a very bad person, or something in between, it is all just illusion and must go. Because you are neither very good nor very bad. You are something beyond good and bad. You are something beyond duality. You are something beyond illusion. You have to try to understand this. That who you think you are is just an illusion. What to speak of the relationship between your illusory personality and the other illusory personalities. It is like you are in a play and you have adopted a role and the play is about to end. And most cast members are just going to enter into another part and enter another play. But you are desiring to leave the cycle. So you must stop taking part in the play. You must step back and see yourself separate from this play. Step back even to see that you are just a character in the play. And that this character is just an illusion and will be gone. You will no longer be a man because you will no longer have a male body. You will no longer be a woman because you will no longer have a woman's body. You will no longer be old. You will no longer be young. You will no longer be any age because you are ageless. For you, there really is no birth or death, except that you allow yourself to be an illusion. You ask for it, you desire it. And because all of your desires are fulfilled, it is done. You must become obsessed with this. There must be nothing else. You must want nothing else. To want nothing else means you only want the truth. You only want the light, and you want no darkness. You want no more illusion. It seems so simple, yet is the key. The key is that you go where you desire to go. You become what you desire to become. You get what you desire to get. If you desire to come to a full state of awareness in this life, if this is your only desire, and you will let go of everything else in order to achieve this, then you will succeed. But if you say, I want the light, but you continue to hang on and will not let go of your illusions, then it will take longer, then more bursts. Thank you. Is there any question about this? Anything that needs to be discussed in order that you may understand better? There is anything.
How is it that we make this a really desire?
What is that?
How is it that we make this a really desire when we're always having so many desires popping into our hands all the time, and we're resisting and working, and it seems difficult to make this a really desire.
It seems impossible to the conscious mind, because the conscious mind does not understand how things are working. So people give up in frustration. They misunderstand the teachings. But you see, there are two things going on. There is your real self, and there is your illusory self. And you can bring your true self to a point, your spiritual self, to a point where you want nothing else, where it is time for you to leave this plane of illusion. How you do this? You do this by desire through prayer. But do not be confused by the conscious mind or your illusory personality, because as you go on, you should be able to see that there is a distinction between the two. In other words, even while you are engaged in other activities, so many other activities, in your heart you can be continually in a state of prayer and desiring to leave this plane of illusion, even while you are fully engaged in other activities, such as working or other responsibilities, taking care of your family members, whatever like that, whatever responsibilities you have taken on in this plane. It is not recommended to become irresponsible. That is not helpful. But if you, who you are, who you really are, desires to leave, then even certain activities that are considered to be illusory will not stop you, because they are separate from you and they are not your true desire, though they go on because of the body. For instance, you may have the desire to eat, but does it mean that your desire for the truth has stopped? It has ceased? No. It is because of the body certain desires are there naturally. Certain needs come into the mind. But the mind also is not you. The mind also is temporary and illusory. And even while the mind is going on and involved in so many other things, still who you really are can be moving and advancing and going toward the light. It is just a question of your desire. Yes. You must come to that point. But it has to be your desire to even want that. You see. You have to understand that there is a purpose to this existence, and that there are some people that are ready to leave, and everyone that is ready to leave needs a special assistance, and with that special assistance they can leave. But most are going to continue on. It is not their desire to leave. So they have no true desire to even begin the process. They have no desire to even change their desire or to begin to truly let go of the illusion. They have nothing to really motivate them on a serious path because they wish to stay in illusion, and that is all right because there is a purpose to that also. It is just that what we are doing here is assisting those that wish to leave in this lifetime. If you truly wish to leave in this lifetime, it is possible. The assistance is there. And as I have talked, there are things you must do. It is assistance, after all. It is cannot be done for you. You must make the effort. But if you make the effort and you have the desire will grow, the desire will increase. Do not become discouraged by the by the more obvious desires. One may have, for instance, sexual drive, and they may even be engaged in sex due to the body and due to illusion that's still going on. But even while engaged in the act of sex, one's true self can be desiring to be freed from the illusion that they are bound in, even while they are engaging in the illusion. It need not be binding them. Even while they are engaging in the act, they can become free from the illusion. This is the way to become free, to see something for the illusion it is, not to repress it, and to try to pretend that it is not there. Like someone who wants to eat, so they always remain hungry. In other words, you will still desire to eat, and you may take pleasure in eating, but this does not mean that you will be taking away necessarily from your path. Although, as you advance in years, the illusion of the eating will begin to lift. You will not become so enamored by the illusion of it. You will become less concerned with, for instance, the taste, and you will go through less time and effort to produce varieties of taste and enjoyment in the eating. But it will come naturally from your desire, you see. So even while you are desiring and you are in the state of going through so much trouble to have something that is very tasteful like that, even in that state you can be evolving and growing. Or while you are engaged in sex and you do not see any end to it, do not become discouraged. This is the number one thing that you must remember. You do not give up. You do not become discouraged and stop. That is the only way you will fail, is if you stop. And that is what the illusion wants you to do. The illusion wants you to believe that as long as you have an attraction for the sex, you will not be able to get out. As long as you have an attraction for these things in illusion, you will not be able to get out. First, these things must stop, and then you will get out. And this is the mistake of so many processes. So in all your religions, you have your moral codes. And so many of them are doing so much damage. They are missing the point of how it should be. It is true that as you approach death, as you come near to the end of your life, you must finally be beyond the illusion of these things. But people's bodies, the body itself, has like its own consciousness, you may say, its own memory banks, and it is used to certain types of food, it is used to a certain amount of sex, it is used to a certain environment, so many things. So it is not bad to cater to the illusory parts of the body to some extent, just as I was giving the example of the marriage. Not that you just suddenly pretend or suddenly repress whatever is there between husband and wife and just say, oh, it is just illusion, you are not really my wife, you are not really my husband, you will just be somebody else, so now I don't have that particular attraction. It's just not. The mind cannot suddenly change. The body cannot suddenly change. Everything must gradually change from a state of awareness. But as you become aware of something, then you can help and work in the area. Like, for instance, the sex energy. It is good to control this. But there is a difference between controlling and repressing. If you can control it and you can be fine and you can sublimate this energy and be sane about it and do it in a proper way, then that is one thing. But to repress it and just deny it, it can create another set of problems, a state of like a demented state that creates havoc. So how you become detached, how you become free from the illusion. But yes, there is a letting go that must be going on. When you begin this process in earnest, you will begin to let go. And it is simply that, you just begin to let go. That does not mean that one night you have sex and you begin to let go and the next day it will be gone. It is not possible, practically speaking. In some cases, things can just be stopped due to a change of heart, a change in your mind, in your heart, where you, within a very brief period, suddenly feel entirely different about something, and then it can be stopped. And this can happen on your path, and this does happen in many ways. People who have been coming, they notice personality changes. How they deal with others is different. How they feel is different. How they see things is different. Not that they artificially are trying to see artificially, but they are just observing and they are just truly seeing. But when the illusory part comes up, do not become discouraged, because it is still there. Until you come to a full state of awareness, it will still be there. It is to be expected. So you must not become discouraged. To come to a full state of awareness is a very rare thing, a very precious thing, not easily achieved. So why become discouraged when some illusion comes up, no matter what that illusion is? No matter what society has said, if you are condemned by society or your friends from it, by an activity, whatever, it has no meaning, it has no bearing, because it is all illusion. What is very good here and what is very bad here is the same, because they are both illusion. So you may be a humanitarian helping so many people, and you may be a thief and hurting so many people. But as far as coming to a state of full realization, both have the same equal opportunity. They both have to let go of their illusions. But they are both just in an illusion. Good or bad, it is an illusion and must be stopped. So do not be so concerned about the activities. If they are good or bad, they are just illusion and have to be given up. And so, but when I say they have to be given up, does not mean that tomorrow you will just stop all your illusion and you will just be in a full state of awareness. It does not work like that. It is not possible, and you will only create such a havoc in your mind that you will ultimately end up in confusion and frustration and discouragement and fail. So some people have understood that ultimately, when one comes to a full state of awareness, that he is more or less beyond the, you call the gratifications of the body, the sex, the eating. Not that he does not need to eat, but he is not bound. This could be gone on for some length of time. There are so many examples. But generally they have some idea. They know that certain things have to stop. So artificially they just stop all of the things that ultimately will be stopped. And they think by stopping those things, by just stopping the sex now, by just stopping everything that is illusion now, that is suddenly somehow going to speed them. In some respects it is true, but if it was stopped only from control or from a change of heart, it must be something real. It must be something true, not just some repression. If it comes from a repression, then you are just prolonging something. You still want it, but you are just pretending, practically speaking, you are just pretending that you do not, and that is not aware. Like those that artificially stop sex, and the entire time that they have stopped sex, they are desiring sex. The true way to awareness is that you come to a point where you see the illusion of sex, and you also have to simultaneously begin training the body, because the energy is used to flowing. in a certain direction, and the energy must be changed and transformed, and this takes time, so you must not become frustrated. So the energy, the body must change and be adapted, the mind must change and become adapted. And ultimately, through awareness, you must see the illusion of it. Then you will be able to give it up. And you will not be hankering. Why? Because you will see the illusion of it. But those that just repress and stop something, they are just prolonging the problem. It does not help. But you can begin controlling things to some extent. You can begin practicing control. But practicing control is good, but you should not become discouraged or distraught when you lose control or when you again engage in an activity like sex which you are trying to control. You control it for longer and then longer periods of time like that if one is working on that area. But you see, behind all of this is the desire. In other words, you must decide, do you want to leave in this lifetime? And if you really do, then all of your activities will change and will start to direct you in a way that you will be able to leave in this lifetime. You will start planning and seeing things in that light. You will start focusing more and more and understanding what it is that you need, facility that you need, arrangements that you need in order to succeed. And you will execute those things. So, for instance, if someone is in a job where there is no peace and there is so much distress and tension that they cannot focus, and it is never going to be better, and as long as they are involved in it, it is going to be their ruination, then they must begin planning an alternate plan, living more simply, making a change where they can do something so that there is not that stress, where they can be more aware, they can be more conscious. But right now, they may continue the activity. But it is a question of what their desire is now. If you have that desire now, then all of the things that you are involved in now can begin to change slowly. Your relationship with others, how you spend your time, everything can gradually start taking on another slant. Everything in your life will become influenced by this desire. But first, try to see yourself separate from these desires. These desires are not you. See them more as part of your illusory personality, who you think you are. Who you think you are is the personality that is desiring all of these different things. And granted, these things will have to be changed, but see that as a separate thing. That is not you. And it is not easy to break free from this illusory personality. So you must be patient, and you must not become confused when the illusory personality exerts itself and becomes dominant, or appears to be controlling or running your life. Because even while you seem to be giving in to the whims of your illusory personality, you can be simultaneously desiring and praying for the truth. Even while you are engaged deeply in the illusory activities. That is what I mean by desiring. So you may desire to have sex, but even while in having the desire so strong, and then even while engaging in the act of sex, you can simultaneously, a part of you can be praying and desiring for the truth. So the desires of the illusory personality do not stop the true desire. Now, of course, we are speaking of those that are sincere. So anyone can use the excuse and say, oh no, I really just desire the truth and be all illusion. And not really desiring the truth and just not really changing. That is another thing. But, as we have said before, those that do not wish to leave will not leave. It is that simple. And those that wish to leave will leave in spite of these things. If you desire to leave, you will leave. And if you do not desire to leave, then you will not leave. But these desires, these illusory desires, no matter how strong they are, no matter how much they seem to be controlling your life, do not have to stop your advancement on this path. And if you think that they do, and you let that stop you, then you have been tricked by the illusion. That is why I say the main thing to remember is you must never give up. You must never stop. Because only by that can you fail. You think, no, I am too much. I have been trying for so long, and I still have so many desires, so I will give up. Then you will fail. And only then will you fail. Otherwise, you will not fail. And you will see, if you practice sincerely, if you pray sincerely, if it is your desire, you will begin to notice this part that I speak of. You will begin to notice that there are like two parts of you. There is one part which you could say is your illusory self, and that there is another part that is not bound by the illusion, that wants the truth. And your advancement is going on continuously, no matter what your outward activities are. There are so many examples we have given before, but just like when the Lord Jesus came, one of his main disciples was a woman who was a prostitute. And this is generally considered not to be, by normal moral standards, to be a good position to advance in. But seemingly she just suddenly had a change of heart and was able to totally surrender and become his disciple and truly give up her desires. This is because of her true desire. So even though her outward activities were activities that are traditionally considered to be totally against the truth, totally against awareness, she was one of the most aware people. So this is an excellent example in this personality of two personalities that I am speaking of. Your real self, your real desire, and then whatever the illusory external self is involved in. They are like two separate things going on. Or particularly in this case, in this path, they can be. And you will begin to notice that there is like a difference. And you will know when something is your illusory self and something is your true self. There is a difference. Your conscious mind will understand very little. That is where faith and trust come. They are so important. You must have the faith and the trust in the Lord. That even though you cannot understand what is going on with your conscious mind, still you continue and you have faith. Because your conscious mind can understand very little. And indeed, it can be very confusing, because what is going on frequently will appear to be, again by standards you have learned, against normal spiritual progress, you might say. So at any rate, the important thing is, what is your desire now? Now we want to let go of your illusory personalities. Let go of who you think you are and go within and find that truth now. Let's go beyond the words. How strong is your desire now? And if you cannot find that much, if you cannot feel that much, then you can pray. There is no reason, there is no excuse to not move. You must let go trying to understand with your conscious mind. There comes a point, and that point is now. Trying to understand it, trying to figure it out. You must let go of these things. The conscious mind will never understand. You must let something else take over, but you must trust in that something else. You must let it take you over. You must trust that the energy is benevolent. Then increase your desire. Increase your effort. Increase your longing. What is waiting is everything. So you must desire everything. No more illusion, but the truth. You must give yourself over to the truth. You must do anything for the truth. So let yourself go. Whatever comes, let it come. You let the energy move you as you feel. The energy may move you in a way that you sit just perfectly still in silence. Or it could move you to metaphysical. Extravagant. So do not judge how the energy moves you, but just ask for it, pray for it, and let it move you. Feel the energy that is here. and don't let anything stop you, and never give up. Don't let your misconceptions stop you. There is no reason you cannot succeed. You can succeed. Everything is waiting for you.